it's pretty humbling just to look at the list of guys that have gone 6 for 6, and you know, even my wife, who's not a huge football historian, you read that list to them, and I mean, people know who those guys are just because of those guys are really the legends of this game. So it's pretty special to be in that company.
When the Hall of Fame group gets together, I mean, they Pro Bowls count a lot, and I'm sure they fire that off, 6 Pro Bowls. You seem like a lock now. I mean, do you think about that?
You know, I guess I don't really think about it. I know that as offensive linemen, we don't have stats that you can rattle off. And other than Super Bowl wins, Pro Bowls are really the only thing that you can look at when you're talking about the Hall of Fame voting. But, you know, I just think of it as a stepping stone on the way to my goal of being in the Hall of Fame, you know. So 6 is a nice start, but I think, like coaches said earlier in the season about getting a couple wins, you know, I like to be greedy and I want to try to get more than just 6.
When you were drafted, I remember, I don't remember if it was a conference call or the press conference, but you had said that the Hall of Fame was a goal when you look at your career going forward. And now that you've, you know, you're 6 years in, six straight Pro Bowls, and you're starting to really establish those Hall of Fame credentials. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you think about when you, you know, think about your overall goal when you want to look back on your career and how you're starting to assemble that Hall of Fame resume?
Yeah, well, certainly. I mean, when I first got here, Hall of Fame was kind of the ultimate goal. I had plenty of intermediary goals of just becoming the starter and then, you know, trying to do everything I can to help my team win, making one Pro Bowl, and then kind of after then, the bar gets raised a little bit, and then you want to be all pro and things like that. So if you do want to make the Hall of Fame, you got to put together more than just a couple good years. And so, you know, it's my goal to play at a high level every single year, and I think a nice way to be rewarded by that and kind of recognize is making the Pro Bowl. So it never gets old for me, and it's something that I definitely look forward to every year.
How much of a feel on the team when you finally?
It's awesome. I think he's a guy that's been kind of passed over several times because we haven't been making playoff appearances, and he's definitely been deserving several years. So to finally get it this year is pretty special to be able to, for me, go out there with him. I'm really excited about showing him the ropes a little bit.
Look at the decorations.
I don't know. I just saw it. It's pretty funny, though. I thought it was a good deal.
And Joe, it appears change is looming again for the Browns. Were you hoping that wouldn't be the case this year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen after the season. I don't try to worry about it because it's out of my control. Certainly, I like the direction we're headed, but it's not my decision. So whatever happens, we'll have to roll with it and figure it out when the time comes.
Is it increasingly difficult to do that, Joe? I mean, you've been in the league for 6 years now, and haven't been a lot of playoff appearances and all that. So is it harder to deal with as your career goes on?
I wouldn't say. I mean, it's just part of the game. I mean, there's not many guys that have just played for one coach over their whole career, and the ones that have are extremely lucky. So whatever happens, it's just something we'll have to roll with, and it's never easy, but it's part of being in the NFL. There's a lot of uncertainty.
When you say, you know, you kind of like the direction that this team is going, is that kind of, you know, do you feel like that's kind of an endorsement of Pat and Tom Heckert and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've done a nice job. They've only been here 2 years, so it's tough to get everything you want done in only two seasons, but I think they've done a nice job. I think Tom's done a great job putting together young talent, and I think Pat's done a good job of coaching them. I mean, I think we've shown improvement, we've shown growth, but like I said, it's none of our decisions, so those decisions happen over our head.
Joe, you know, how is a perennial Pro Bowl, do you get better? I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but, you know, every year your goal is to improve. You want to get better, play at that high level. You're a Pro Bowler every year. So how do you get better as a player?
Well, you're always working on your traits. No matter if you think you're the best or somewhere in the middle, there's always things that you can do better. So I think you can always do everything you do better. You know, there's I mean, I guess the only thing I can say is there's always things that you can improve on. And when you're in the off season, your technique, everything, it can always be improved. So no matter if you think you're already perfect, there's something that you can do better. And so playing left tackle, it's all about trying to find those things that you can do better.
Joe, I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, but I'm doing a feature on Greco, and I think that the consensus here among the linemen is that there really wasn't, after Kingston left, there wasn't a real drop-off at left guard. Talk a little bit about that and how important that was to the continuity that he came right in and kind of played well.
Yeah, well, it was extremely important, obviously, because I think the line's only as good as its weakest player, so it was really important for John to step in and be able to pick up right where Pinkston left off. And I think for the most part he's done a really good job. It's never easy because he doesn't get a whole lot of reps in training camp with the first unit, so I think it was great that John was preparing himself all season to be the starter, even though he was the backup, and it made that transition much easier.
Joe, I mean this with all due respect, but
here comes the rip.
No. You've played on teams that have not won. But yet every year you get to the Pro Bowl. What does that say? Because most of the Pro Bowl guys are on winning teams. Mm-hmm. What does that say to you that when you're on a team that does struggle to win games, that year in and year out you're voted the best at your position?
I mean, it means a lot from coming from my teammates and fans and the coaches. I mean, I think there's been a lot of good players on the Browns, and Phil Dawson's a perfect example of we haven't won a lot of games in the last several years. Otherwise, he would have been in the Pro Bowl a lot sooner. So to be still voted in, even though we haven't been making playoff runs, it means a lot. And it's a good feeling that the players have that much respect for me and the coaches.